Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a look ahead to the Desert Solstice 24-hour, Dale's Hard Rock 100 lottery picks, and who finished the Dreadmill 100 mile. Tis the season for end of the year awards. Just a reminder, we have our very own Ultra Romance of the Year voting open through the end of next week. We'll close the polls Sunday at midnight and announce our winners on next week's show. The Ultra Running Magazine UROY voting typically takes place right around now, but we've just confirmed through a post on ultrarunnerpodcast.com that they will be delaying that vote until after the year is over, ensuring that all 2017 races are under consideration. Typically, performances at the annual Desert Solstice 100-mile 24-hour are after the vote and not considered until the following year, along with any other end-of-season races. Stoked to hear this? Way to go, UR Mag! Speaking of Desert Solstice, the field is stacked this year, with headliner Zach Bitter returning to again attempt the 100-mile world record on the track. He should be primed after his second place sub-14-hour 100 at Javelina a bit over a month ago. Camille Herron is also throwing her name in the mix, coming off her recent 100-mile world record. Could she again lower it this time on the track? She'll be in good company to chase the record. She announced via Instagram she'll aim for up to 6 American and world records, from 50 miles up to 24 hours. If you come through, Camille, don't worry, we've already got a DCO on speed dial. Let's do this thing. Barefoot 24-hour record holder Andrew Snope is also returning alongside Jake Brown, who will challenge him, also going barefoot. Snope was recently harassed as he ran the California International Marathon, being heckled for his choice of clothing, jeans, sandals, and a backpack. He was a registered participant and gets some major style points from the Outhouse crew. The Western States Lottery took place this weekend in the Placer High Gym in Auburn, where 261 runners were chosen out of over 4,900 applicants. Those numbers are tough to swallow. They broke it down on the lottery results page by years applied, with approximately the same number of runners being selected in each yearly bucket up to year 6. Of the 8 7-year applicants, all but one were selected. Ouch. Western States also just announced a new sponsor for 2018, Red Bull. I guess now we know how Speed Goat Carl gained entry. Cheers, Lord Balls.
That's pretty neat.
The Hard Rock Lottery also went down this weekend. Instead of an open public forum, the Hard Rock Lottery is conducted behind closed doors in Los Alamos, New Mexico. It appears Jim Walmsley was in attendance this year thanks to his tweets showing board members cutting up paper tickets in someone's living room. Lottery results went out via a series of tweets, first veterans, then veterans waitlist, else waitlist, and finally never starters and never starters waitlist. As you may or may not be aware, the only caveat to the three weighted lotteries is the use of Dale's picks. Race director Dale Garland selects up to 5 runners each year who bypass the lottery but are announced within the lottery. How, we aren't sure, but supposedly he is the only one who knows. Let's take a trip with Tim Farr to see his thoughts on who these picks might be. In a tweet the same day as the lottery, Tim Tollefson notes that a particularly high number of top UTMB finishers from 2017 with low ticket counts all were selected. Could some of these be Dale's picks? Andrea Huser, second at UTMB, with 2 tickets was selected. Kaori Niwa, fourth at UTMB with 1 ticket. Xavier Thevenard, 4th at UTMB with 2 tickets, and Pau Capel, 6th at UTMB with 1 ticket, is 2nd on the waitlist. These are indeed Dale's picks. Kind of interesting how so many of the top UTMB runners are being selected. After Hard Rock and several other US 100-milers all publicly showed disdain for the race and their qualification systems. Sarah Lavender Smith also pointed out in a tweet that only 13 of the 145 entrants in the 2018 Hard Rock are women. When you consider only 8.97% of the field is made up of women, compared to 17.9% that made up the total application pool, things are a bit off. It is likely that women in general have less tickets than men if they started applying later, but still disappointing to see so few women represented. What do you think? Should Dale's picks be published publicly for increased transparency? Or do you think it is part of the mystique of the Hard Rock experience? Do you think there are enough opportunities for women to run Hard Rock? On a larger level, do you like how Hard Rock conducts their weighted lottery? All serious questions to ponder another day. Now that these esteemed lotteries are over, we can all seek out our replacement races and finally plan our race years for 2018. What are y'all running, Outhouse Nation? I'm looking for a race with a really stellar outhouse mid-course. Any suggestions? Our kudos of the week go to race director Turtle Miller for this little feature of his Capstone Trail race in St. George, Utah. Bring your own shirt and he'll gladly silkscreen the race logo for you, all inclusive. Pretty dope. Now we go live to our Northwest correspondent who is back this week with a special report. Maya Ray Ray, take it away.
What is so- Oh, thank you. Okay, that's enough. It's so good to be back. What's up, Jam Jam? I'm halfway through fifth grade and now I'm crushing it. I got an honor roll, baby. Hope things are going well down in Arizona. I'll see you there soon. The Northwest had some big events going on in this past weekend. Let's get started. My main man, Jeff Browning, visited my main running shop, Seven Hills Running in Seattle. He gave a good talk about nutrition, and the crowd got to view his recent film, The Last Darkness. Film was epic. This guy is a stud. Remember this pic? It was so awesome. I look good. He's gonna have a big 2018, and I know it. I'm gonna be out on the limb. Jam Jam, I bet Browning places in the top 10 in states. How many more ultra runners want to move to the Northwest? First Ginger Runner, then Jam Jam, now Candace Burt. Candace recently posted that she's laying down some roots 20 minutes from me. She's obviously been checking out my running videos. Bang bang! Some big lotteries this past weekend. I was glued to Twitter, hoping for some more road trips with my dad. But he didn't get called. Oh, that's right. You have to finish a race first, tough guy. Congrats to all the runners that got in. I'll see you soon. Back to you, Jam Jam. Started from the grocery store, now I own the grocery store. Head spinning through the aisle, flipping through my marble floor.
Dropping this track, you already wanting more. God gives me everything. We playing for the people who keep hating. Teachers say we couldn't make.
Started from the grocery store, now. Head spinning through the aisles, flipping through my marble floor, dropping this track, you already wanting more. God gives me everything, we're praying for the people who keep hating. Oh, we're back. More rumors swirling around the theorists debating how fast LeBron James can run the mile. Many think he could easily run a sub-5. This has spiraled into author Malcolm Gladwell challenging him to the mile. Now it appears Galen Rupp is getting in the conversation also. He apparently told some people that he thinks King James could in fact go sub-5. Well, come on LeBron, let's give the people what they want. Serial 100 mile runner Davy Crockett, who by the way has 95 career 100 mile finishes, just challenged himself in a new way. He wanted to see if he could run a 100 miler on his treadmill. He dubbed it the Dreadmill 100, set up some tables with tons of snacks and motivational posters in his basement, and just went for it. He ended up surprising himself with a 100 mile personal best, finishing in 18:11:56. He added up his stopped time for breaks, which totaled 1 hour 40 minutes. Pretty impressive, Davey, and congrats on number 96. Shout out to American Airlines, who is currently playing Alexei Pappas' movie, Tracktown, on some of their flights. Not too often you can catch a running flick in mainstream arenas. Hey American, wanna hook me up with a flight so I can check it out? I'd be happy to do a movie review. Gordy Ainslie was spotted running this past weekend, still rocking his Havilena 100 bib from October. He reportedly said it was a reminder he still has unfinished business with the 100-mile distance after his DNF this fall. Way to go, Gordy. The Xterra World Champs took place again in Hawaii, and again Joe Gray dominated the field, winning again for the men. The ladies' win went to Daniela Moreno of Santa Barbara. A sub-12-minute 5K? Is it possible? Well, maybe in a hybrid sport called Caney Cross. Caney Cross? This sport where you rope up to your favorite canine to help pull you along like a sledless Iditarod is producing some crazy sick times. Ben Robinson completed a 5K run in 12 minutes, 24 seconds, and thinks a sub-12 is possible. Crazy. Another fast news, we have a new record for the fastest mile time in Antarctica. Too bad this was only a time trial, but not a real race. But still, Paul Robinson threw down a legit 4:17 all on snow and ice. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or thoughts on which race I should do in 2018, tweet me or dip into my DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a good week. A huge thank you to our Patreon supporters for making this show possible each and every week. If you want to join, hit the link below. Also, be sure to check out this sweet pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, Voodoo Donuts Edition. Where you at?